This is Senator Al Simpson. It's now time to ring out the old and ring in the new with a list of those dandy New Year's resolutions for Ted Kennedy. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, tomorrow's a brand new year, a clean slate, just what any Democrat senator should look forward to. In case you forgot to make a list of resolutions, here's one I've whomped up for you. Now repeat after me, Ted. I hereby resolve to agree more often with my fine friend and dear colleague Al Simpson right here on Face Off, and not to call him Homer Simpson. I hereby resolve not to blame our president for the various sins of Congress. I hereby resolve not to sponsor a ton of welfare state programs without first finding a way to pay for them. And finally, I resolve to place petty, snide political bickering aside for the good of our fine country. And if you live up to just a couple of those resolutions, I promise you that 1992 will surely be a year to remember. Happy New Year to you and yours, Ted.
Al, those resolutions make sense. It's unfair to call you Homer Simpson when you're so much like Bart Simpson, underachieving and proud of it. Let's not waste time blaming the administration for the mistakes of Congress when the administration can be blamed for mistakes of its own. President Bush has gone 3 years without having any vetoes overridden, but 1992 is likely to be different. For the first time in years, a source of funds is available to pay for needed social programs without raising taxes. The fall of the Berlin Wall, the end of the Cold War, and the collapse of the Soviet Union mean big-time savings in defense. We can build star schools, Al, instead of star wars. Above all, let's both resolve to do what we can to preserve peace and restore prosperity. May it be a happy new year, all year, for our country and our planet. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next with a New Year's Day welcome in 1992. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.